For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. From Canada's National Post by Colby Koch. What they died for. Like many other Albertans, I followed the news of Thursday's shootout near Mayerthorpe with increased horror and disbelief. That day, RCMP Commissioner Giuliano Zaccardelli was among the first to advance the now widely accepted view that the four Mounties killed in Alberta gave their lives as part of the toll of the war on drugs. Quote, "Today," he said, "the RCMP continued its vigilant effort to detect and dismantle illegal drug manufacturing and to respond to the calls for a drug-free Canada. We know that these are most serious crimes and challenges made complicated by the involvement of organized crime, the availability of weapons, and risks posed by individuals who choose the path of violence and destruction over peace and good. And today we recognize with gratitude and respect that four of our own paid the highest price to fight this fight, to make Canada a safer place for all of us." I reread the paragraph several times over as details of the murders emerged over the weekend. Every time I reviewed it, Commander Zaccardelli grew a little more fatuous in retrospect. It was obvious, even on Thursday, that the young policeman hadn't been killed over anything resembling an organized criminal. Then we learned that the discovery of the marijuana in the fatal Quonset was purely accidental and had little to do with anyone's vigilant effort to suppress illegal substances. But there was still one thing saving the commissioner from the appearance of total disassociation from the truth. Whatever events had brought the martyred policemen to the Roscoe farm, they did find a grow up there, and they did, by their deaths, inadvertently bring Canada a little closer to being drug-free. And on Saturday, we learned exactly how much closer they brought us. 20 plants, that's how many were found on the killer's property. Note, at this point, we extract the majority of this article. We continue. The magistrate's best chance to protect Mayerthorpe and its cops came in April 2000, when Roscoe was convicted of having repeatedly molested a child over a 7-year period in the 1980s. From the ages of 10 to 17, the victim was forced into sodomy and degradation by a grown man under the constant threat of a fatal beating. For this, Roscoe served about 21 months in prison. If Canadian justice had penalized him according to popular notions of right and wrong, he would still be in jail on Thursday and would have stayed until he was much too old to engage in a firefight. The law failed the public here, not to speak of the four constables and the politicians who have been hyperventilating about a rapist's horticultural pastimes. Ralph Klein, Ann McClellan, Randy White, and the like are failing the public now. They are engaging in a calculated distraction that presents them as part of a thin line standing between us and an enormous organized evil. And they've been trampling the graves of the real heroes to do it. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.